Restitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Then, Judge, what about the argument that someone who may be infected and unknow it, asymptomatic, they don't have a right to infect someone else if they refuse to wear a mask? Someone walking down the street doesn't have a right to infect me or you because they refuse to, let's say, wear a mask.
There's no authority for the states or the federal government to quarantine people who are healthy or are asymptomatic. Of course no one has the right to infect us. But if anybody is that concerned about infection, that someone walking down the street confronting them might infect them, then they should get off the street. The government can't take away liberty without due process, and it can't punish people who have violated what is merely a gubernatorial whim and not a law enacted by a legislature. Because if the government can get away with this, if the government, which enjoys using this kind of power, decides not to return it when the pandemic is gone, what do we do then?
Oh. Wow, it sounded like the old Napolitano.
The old Napolitano
is back. He's back, huh? Wow, that was nice to hear.
Yeah.
Jeez, some common sense. You know, they're getting weirder and weirder out there.
Oh, these, yes.
The mask wearers, I think I should make a shirt that says, shh, it's a cold virus. Because the mask wearers are very much thinking they're saving humanity. And they want to make you save humanity, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are we going to do about that? As a society, as a city, as a state, what are we going to do? Because they're getting more and more controlling about it. And it's complete nonsense. So what are we going to do?
I don't think we can do anything. I think these people have egos that are so large that they actually think they have the ability to save humankind.
Yeah.
And actually, there, as far as I know, there's only one savior.
Last time we checked.
Yeah.
That was the memo. I like Kelly Victory. Kelly Victory is an MD and speaks out on this. Let me play her a quick clip on this. I love this. Just for some, you know, just because. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Dr. Kelly Victory. I'm a trauma and emergency physician with a specialty in disaster preparedness and response and the management of mass casualty. For the past two decades, I've been in public health, working with and advising Fortune 500 companies, hospitals, schools, and municipalities, developing plans and training them to respond effectively to the worst ever cases, whether that be a hurricane, a flood, an active shooter, or a pandemic. There's no one in America or around the globe who hasn't been impacted by the recent pandemic of COVID-19. While we clearly mourn the lives of all who became severely ill or died from COVID-19, the vast, vast majority of people haven't been victims of the actual virus, but of our response and our reaction to the outbreak. Millions of Americans have lost jobs, delayed necessary medical care, been isolated from family, missed months of school, and been prohibited from worshiping. Now, we find ourselves months into the event, and communities across the country have suffered needlessly and are struggling to find a way out of this mess. My hope is that in this short presentation, I can provide you with information that will allow you to be better informed about COVID-19, and as importantly, more secure and confident to fully return to your lives, your businesses, schools, and places of worship, without fear and without limitations. So, what do we know about COVID-19? Well, we know that it's a coronavirus. It's one of 26 major families of viruses. It's named for the microscopic appearance of the proteins that are stuck in the outside of the virus that resemble somewhat of a crown, hence the name corona. Coronaviruses are very common. Upwards of 20% of all common colds are actually caused by coronavirus. We know that COVID-19 is a mild disease in the vast majority of people. 85% of people who contract COVID-19 have few, if any, symptoms at all. Another 10% or so actually become ill the way you might with the flu and need to seek medical care. But only a very small number actually require hospitalization. And although any deaths are tragic, only a tiny fraction have died from this infection. We know that COVID-19 is a novel virus, one that hadn't been previously identified by scientists. But that doesn't mean that our bodies have no idea how to respond to it, as you may have been told. Although you may never have seen this exact virus before, our bodies have seen lots of viruses like it, and the immune system is remarkably capable of adapting. An analogy I might make is that although I've never met you, if I ran into you on the street, I would have a good idea how to interact. I'd know that you're a person, not a tree, a man, a woman, tall or short, and I would have a good idea of how to begin interacting with you, even though I'd never met you before. We know that COVID-19 has the ability to mutate or change its appearance over time. All viruses can mutate, but coronaviruses are especially good at it.
I love it. This is Kelly, Dr. Kelly Victory. If I came upon you, I would know whether you were a tree or a person. This is how good our bodies are. I love it. She's awesome.
She is, but I don't want to burst her bubble, but she's never met me.
I just thought, it's just dialing it back a little bit. I know. What are we going to do about this? How is your fourth? The Independence Day.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Kind of. I was pleased to see all the celebrations.
I was too. I found myself up in Kanab, Utah, and I wasn't planning on going there. It was a last minute decision, and I was really happy I did it. They had a wonderful fireworks display, and they had hardly anybody with a mask on. And it was really nice to see America just be America. We were right under the fireworks. It was a really fun night. They had food trucks out, and people weren't freaking out, although the people in the food trucks were all wearing masks, of course. And people were outside wearing them. And I, as we passed through Zion's to get up to this area, Zion's National Park, number 4 in tourism, not because they changed the whole name of this place, but because it's just pretty to see. So we were going through, and you would be so shocked at the number of people that were actually hiking with either family or alone with masks on.
Uh-huh.
And huffing and puffing and trying to get some air as they were wearing this mask. And you could tell that their chests were heavily labored and trying to breathe. And I thought, we're insane. We have insane people out there. Stupid people. I mean, I hate to say that, but it's true. You have to have a level of stupidity to wear a mask out hiking.
In all fairness, Kate.
Yeah.
They are out in the wilderness. And coronaviruses do come from animals. So maybe there's a deer out there with a coronavirus that they're afraid of.
My husband was laughing because he said, do they think it's in the trees and bushes? I mean, why are they wearing it outside? And I thought, I don't know. Nobody would know why they were doing such a thing. I mean, it was like watching people crawl on the ground and you're going, why are you crawling? Oh, because we were told it lives 3 feet up. Oh, okay. So that kind of nonsense. And I thought, I don't know how to cure that. I don't know how to even approach that.
There is no.
No.
I mean, there is no. If they're that convinced that they need to protect themselves in that way,
yeah.
There's no hope for them.
Right.
There's no hope
right.
for them.
Hence the Napolitano clip. I love this.
Yes.
If you're that afraid,
stay home.
If you're honestly, and somebody very liberal that I know had put up a meme that said, I'm not afraid, just like I wear a seatbelt in a car. I'm not afraid. And I'm like, yeah, you are afraid. You're afraid that everyone's going to infect you, that you have no immune system, and that this is so real. It's like the plague of the 1600s.
So our church this morning, the Catholic Church, announced that we have to wear masks at Mass.
Wow.
And it's a mess already. There's a lot of people that are really upset. At the same time, there's an article in today's news that says Utah's coronavirus fatality rate is the lowest in the nation at 0.74%. In southern Utah, it's even less than one half of 1%. But so what Are we that afraid of just getting sick anymore?
I don't know.
Because that's what this is.
That must be why Mayor Pike tells everyone else to wear a mask, but he's not.
Yeah.
There's pictures of him out and about. You know, yeah, you're right. You're right. It's now gone into such insane mode that I don't know that there's even a conversation to be had. It's very scary to me. And Angela Dunn, who is the epidemiologist, who is the one that gets with Spencer Cox and concocts all of this nonsense and gets everybody riled up, her pathetic resume, working for the CDC, her pathetic resume, you know, a lot of people that I know have spoken with her. And they say she is one of the biggest idiots they've ever met when it comes to disease prevention, that she has no idea what she's talking about. In fact, if you cross her, she'll hang up on you and she won't listen to you. And that's a huge problem. We've got somebody that's basically in charge of Utah telling Spencer Cox and the governor what to do. And they're dumb enough to listen to her and she doesn't know what she's doing. So she's basically just told by the CDC, you know, which hat to put on and when. And it's ridiculous. I just hope people are looking through Dunn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This person that I do debate with frequently mm-hmm. on Facebook about this mm-hmm. said there are fake experts pushing a pseudoscience and conspiracy theories about the coronavirus epidemic.
Uh-huh.
So I says, well, could you give me an example of who these fake experts are?
Right.
She puts up an article from BuzzFeed that says Mikovits and Batar are both fake experts.
The only two really making sense out of this whole thing. Oh gosh, that's hysterical. That's
BuzzFeed.
Oh yes, yeah. I love BuzzFeed. Said every liberal. Hi caller, welcome to the show. You got 30 seconds.
Alan here. Did you see the article from Spectrum last week that showed 7.7% total infected in Washington County?
7.7%.
That was their claim. When I did the math, I went to Dixie High School, so I'm not sure if my math is right or not, but I divided 1,089 people total by the 177,600
right.
as of 2019.
Uh-huh.
My math came up to 0.613%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds a little more mathematical. Thank you. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that.
And that's a little tricky because they use two different statistics. They use the Washington County infecteds, but the total population is all five counties.
Yes, which is 250,000. Mm-hmm.
So it's actually under a half of 1%.
Yep. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, I wish I was in the land of coffin, old town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I took my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 out south of Dixie. Away, away.
Hi there, welcome back. We made USA Today. We made USA Today for the Dixie thing. By the way, make sure you get over to ABC Auto Body Central. These guys do really good work, great work, and they'll even come to your home and assess your vehicle for you so that you don't even have to bring it down there. But if you're in an accident, they'll work with your insurance company. They're really that good and honest, and I appreciate all that they do for this community. They're a fantastic company. Make sure that if you get in an accident, spread the word. Make sure that they go to ABC Auto Body Central. These guys are so good. And I really like them. I just really like them. And they'll get you back in your car quickly. They're highly rated. People have the most wonderful things to say about them. And they do good work. They've got decades of experience. And they've worked with insurance companies for decades. They know what they're doing. So make sure you get their expertise. Auto Body Central, ABC. Tell them we sent you. They're that good. So Dixie made the USA Today. You know, it was funny because last week I said before that Wednesday article came out that Dixie College was thinking about changing its name. What's funny about this is that I said on Facebook, oh, they have other things in mind. this is just the beginning. The Dixie Center was just the beginning. And lo and behold, you know, they came out with that article that said that they were thinking about changing Dixie. Just know that whenever they say they're thinking about changing something, by the time it hits an article, it's already been done.
Yep.
It's already been done. And I think that's what has people confused. They don't realize that it's already in the works, that John Pike hired and made sure that Biff came in as president and met up with him in Salt Lake, took a flight up there. They met and made sure that he was president because there was a lot of change in they wanted to do at Dixie College. So just so you know, these decisions are well-laid plans. They've been working on them for a long time. And Mayor Pike, I guess, has said often that he's sick of explaining Dixie to people. You know, I think he's the only mayor in our history where he thinks everybody is concerned about it and asking questions. Mm-hmm. Nobody is. Nobody's concerned about it. Over 21,000 signatures now to keep Dixie and only under 2,000 to get rid of it. What does that tell you about this community? They do not want to get rid of it. So get rid of the mayor. Get rid of the college president. Get rid of all of these people on the city council that are against the word Dixie, that seem to be offended by it. They don't need to be in these elected positions. You can't get rid of them.
My guess is that of the 2,000 that signed to get rid of Dixie, only 1,900 of them are students from other places.
That was so true, though. It's so true. These students who appear to be very offended but want to go to school here anyway. You know, try to understand that one.
But they are getting an education that cannot be explained. Frederick Douglass.
Yes.
The great black abolitionist.
Yes, yes.
His statue was torn down this weekend in Rochester, New York.
Never ceases to amaze me.
It's amazing.
The ignorance is astounding. Between the mask wearers and the ones that want to topple history, they seem... A lot of them seem to be the same people. You notice that? But anyway, I hope that we are that by putting these elected officials in, that you didn't just, you know, basically screw the pooch on this one, because we're looking at the demise of Dixie, everything named Dixie here. If these people prevail and they're working against you, I just hope people realize that, because I think that we're kind of slow on the take a little bit for understanding what people are about. And we, you know, Danielle Larkin, Greg MacArthur, all of these guys, these were the same ones down at the BLM protest. This is why right before the 4th of July, right before Independence Day, I said, if we just rename the festivities on Independence Day, an Independence Day riot, they would probably all show up.
Yeah.
And we would be COVID free. We would have our immunity, because it doesn't hit a riot. And we would have been allowed to have congregated and gotten together. How nice. How nice would that have been?
We just don't think.
Yes. California bans church singing choirs.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that a little bit with Pesta. You just can't see some of this coming. I mean, you just think it just is. You would think that Californians are finally getting the point of who they actually put into office, right? One would think. I think there's a lot more rebelling than we think.
We are going to have our second black president, though.
Yeah?
Yep.
What makes you say that?
Kanye West announced his candidacy.
Kanye West. Oh, I'm sure I'm glad that he's spoken out and done some of the things he's done. But, oh, man, can you... Oh, and by the way, I just wanted to mention this, too. The SLCO Health Department, Salt Lake City, may punish businesses, won't issue misdemeanors to customers without masks. They'll go after the businesses, making it... so that an individual couldn't sue them, right? Right? So that the business gets the punishment. I just wanted to make sure people were aware of what direction these treason is the reason for the season. These treasonous are happy and in effect in Salt Lake City doing what they love, and that is punishing. Punishing.
Well, that would be a direct assault on capitalism.
It really would, but who wants to mention that? And so individuals could theoretically be cited with a misdemeanor for refusing to wear a mask, Salt Lake County Health Department tells Fox 13. We've never had any intention of enforcing via citation on individuals, but businesses, however, could be punished if they continuously refuse to enforce the county's mask mandate.
They also never intended to pull you over for just not wearing a seatbelt, too,
yeah,
by the way.
I know. And boy, did that change, right? So what are we going to do about this as they're putting down the hammer a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more? So the big article today was all these cases, 500 cases. Well, when you name only two things that you have to have and no test required anymore to test for COVID, do you have fatigue and a headache? You have COVID. Do you have a sore throat and coughing? You have COVID. Do you have hemorrhoids and a fever? You have COVID. Do you have hammer toe? You have COVID. So we have relaxed the qualifications so heavily that anybody could be tested or anybody could have COVID in their eyes. No wonder we're up 500 cases. Of course you would be.
There was a couple who went to get tested.
Mm-hmm.
And they got in line, they filled out the paperwork, they were in line for 2 hours, and they finally said, "Oh, to heck with this, I'm not staying." And they left and
uh-huh.
went home.
Uh-huh.
A few hours later, they got a call, said they tested positive.
Are you serious?
But they put the paperwork in. That
yeah.
means you're positive.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. You know what? That's the kind of nonsense. So there's lots of people now that are trying to speak out, and they're trying to say, hey, you know, I do some of the computer work in reporting COVID. And now they're kind of stepping back and going, I'm not going to be part of this charade any longer.
Yes.
I'm going to walk away because I just can't do the lying. And so I love that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
So I had a neighbor call mm-hmm. me and say she's tested positive.
Uh-huh.
And our whole neighborhood goes crazy.
Did they really? She's
wearing a badge of courage.
Oh, she's
and
a hero.
I guess somebody online asked her what her you know symptoms were, and
yeah.
she said diarrhea.
Well, you know, diarrhea is the new COVID. I mean,
you know,
yeah.
I think she has a cold. Anyway.
Well, she probably does, and maybe some allergies. That's about how bad it's getting.
Thank or she you. Got her shot.
Yes, probably. Thank you.
Wow.
She's a hero. COVID hero. They're all heroes. But yes, they redefined it 2 months ago. You can have any two symptoms, not even do a test, and you are positive for COVID in this nation.
So she had diarrhea and a headache.
Yeah. And hammer toe. And some hemorrhoids. So, yes, COVID.
I have hemorrhoids.
You have COVID.
Trouble.
You have COVID. When are we going to do the new COVID reveal parties? You know, pink is for COVID, blue is negative.
You have to admit, though, that this woman was brave to confess
yeah,
to her
well,
neighborhood that she tested
yes,
positive.
Yes, that is brave. She's a hero. Hi, caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
Hello. I'm calling from South Texas, San Antonio. I got some info for you here.
Let's hear it.
Okay. How about for vice president with Biden?
Uh-huh.
How about a woman? Her name is I'm a Hayden. Or if he wants a man, it's Ben Hayden.
Ben Hayden.
So that's his running mate. You could put on your T-shirt, Hayden Biden.
You got
okay.
it.
I went to the Catholic Church yesterday also, and I saw uh-huh. a bulletin board on the wall. By the way, San Antonio has had the $1,000 fine for the businesses
oh,
in place
no.
for 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And our governor is selling out. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Our Republican Governor Abbott
yeah.
is. It's unbelievable.
I know. I don't know. Thank you.
And I wore,
wait, go ahead. Go ahead.
I wore my mesh mask yesterday to Whole Foods, and I got threatened to be kicked out. And I
did
said,
you really?
Well, I have a skin cancer under my ear, and she said, put it on or I'll have to throw you out.
Wow.
And she was wearing a bandana. And
oh,
I,
my gosh, you're
and
kidding.
And I called corporate today, and I've also called the attorney general. This was on the door of the Catholic Church.
Right.
And at the bottom of it is our county, which issued the $1,000 fine,
mm-hmm.
and the city of San Antonio, which our mayor marched with BLM. Okay, so here's the list of symptoms. I don't know if you have this, Katie, or not.
Okay.
But it's 11 new symptoms. And y'all already mentioned the diarrhea.
Okay.
But it's the new ones on there are muscle ache, fatigue. Fatigue is now a symptom of COVID.
Yes.
And then at the bottom it says, this list does not include all the possible symptoms.
is being a conservative one?
It's supposed to be pretty decent to stop the propaganda somehow.
Because, I know.
It's
getting insane.
I've listened to your podcast all week, and I really appreciate them.
Oh, thank you.
I know you were looking for a T-shirt yoga logo.
Yes. So appreciate that. Thank you so much. I love it. Thanks for the call. That was great.
One of the worst symptoms is if you wake up in the morning and you have to urinate.
is that COVID?
That's a big COVID symptom.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Nah, your guest speaker's got to realize that's a prostate problem.
Prostate and
age,
COVID.
Old man. I had a chance to traverse the state this last week. You know, from St. George all the way up to Jensen.
Right.
Up in the Vernal area. The impact that it's having on rural Utah not having the tourists is scary.
I mean, it
really is. And Spencer Cox claims to be a good old boy. Good old country boy.
Oh, yeah.
He's a Wasatch liberal.
Yes, he is.
Now, in saying that, when do we start weighing the reward for the risk, you know? The risk is these people losing their businesses and their lives.
Yeah.
What's the reward? I have yet, and I've asked numerous people, traversing the whole state.
I got to go, but...
I asked them, how many people do you know they have died directly from COVID?
Yeah, they don't die directly from COVID.
Exactly. Right,
call back. Thanks. Appreciate that. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450.
I walked to a county courthouse.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, your old courthouse is kind of run down. He said, no, it'll do for our little town. I said, your old flagpole is leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat. And I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam.
Hi there.
She waves from our ships upon the bright.
Johnny Cash for you. Welcome back to the program. And make sure you get over to Dr. Diet. Dr. Diet, you can get rid of this weight that you've probably gained during this whole COVID mess. And I would tell you that accountability makes all the difference in the world because I've used it myself. And they really know what they're doing. So make sure you get over to Dr. Diet. They can help you lose 20 pounds, 40 pounds, 100 pounds. And they know what they're doing. They'll help you with the right kind of diet for your body. body type so that you're not wasting your time. And they'll keep you accountable. And also, they've got lots of things at their disposal to help you, whether it's appetite suppressants or other things. They can actually help you to drop that weight quick. Make sure you get over to Dr. Diet Wellness Center. They're on St. George Boulevard. And tell them we sent you. Dr. Diet Wellness on Facebook as well. 628-DIET is the phone number. 628-DIET. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to recommend you play some Charlie Daniels stuff. He has really inspirational music, and he just passed.
You
and,
bet. You bet.
Another icon was Ennio Morricone, and he had like 25 or 30 Westerns. I think he had over 80 or 90 soundtracks off the, you know, great movies like The Mission.
Oh, yeah. That's
that
a great
a really
idea.
Good one. And but Charlie Daniels had a lot of, patriotic good stuff, and he's passed too, so maybe you ought to.
You are right. Okay, when we hit the national show, I will definitely do it. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Thank you. Wow. so much to say.
You know, the protesters that were in South Dakota protesting the little celebration there at Mount Rushmore said that they were sick and tired of the 500 years that the United States have ignored them.
Really?
Yeah. And that kind of inspired me to do a little research.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that would be 256 years before the United States existed.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't steal South Dakota from the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
We bought it from the French. The French stole it from the Indians.
There's just so much to say when it comes to the fact that people were always warring for land from other people. They act like, A, we're the only ones that invented slavery, even though it had gone on for centuries. And B, we were the only ones to take a land through some battles and purchasing power, right? But we were the only ones to do it. Isn't it amazing? The lack of history knowledge, it's just astounding.
When the Sioux Indian tribe moved into that area, there were 9 other tribes there that the Sioux stole the land from.
Yeah, but you're never allowed to talk about that. You're never allowed to say that. We're always the bad guy, no matter in our history today. It's really quite sad. In fact, President Trump addressed this. We were actually supposed to go to Mount Rushmore for the 4th of July, and then they ended up doing a lottery for the tickets.
Oh, my.
So they kind of knocked a lot of people's plans out of the water because they weren't allowed to come, or they could come, but they'd have to be on the fringe and wouldn't be able to hear anything. Mm. But here's some of the president's speech. He did a great job, by the way. I have to applaud this.
Let us show our appreciation to Mount Rushmore. The South Dakota Army and Air National Guard and the U.S. Air Force and all others with us tonight from Congress. Thank you very much for coming.
Okay, well, it cut it off, so I'm not quite sure why it did that. But let me say this. The speech was, it was great. It was great.
Forever. As an eternal tribute to our forefathers and to our freedom.
Big crowd, too.
We gather tonight to herald the most important day in the history of nations, July 4th, 1776. At those words, every American heart should swell with pride. Every American family should cheer with delight. And every American patriot should be filled with joy. Because each of you lives in the most magnificent country in the history of the world. And it will soon be greater than ever before.
I sure hope so. He went into a great deal of history. He actually did a great job on that speech. I thought it was fantastic. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Did I hear Uncle Milty say the second black president?
Yeah.
Did he forget that Bill Clinton was declared the first black president?
Yeah, I forgot that.
Yes, he plays a saxophone.
And he was completely Caucasian. Our second black president was half Caucasian, so
there
maybe we need
Yeah.
Who's that guy that's just announced he's running that's all black?
Kanye.
There you go. Kanye.
Thanks.
First black. Real president.
Appreciate that. By the way, CBS played this portion of the speech with monuments, and I want to play this just because we have an attack on our monuments here. You might have some in your city, no matter where you're listening to this show from. Here you go.
I am here as your president to proclaim before the country and before the world, this monument will never be desecrated.
These Mount Rushmore
will never be defaced. Their legacy will never, ever be destroyed.
The president lashed out at protesters seeking to remove controversial historical figures from their place.
They're not controversial. They're just history.
Yeah.
They're just history, CBS. CBS, who's been bought and sold for the last 50 years. It's just history. Wow. It's been amazing. It was, you know, there was a lot of people that wanted me to investigate Antifa doing all kinds of insane riots, like all over the nation and suburbs and everything else. I never thought for a second that was going to happen, just because they can't. As far as being an armed populace, they're not, I don't think they're that dumb to go into every sector of the United States to try and wreak havoc, because obviously we're an armed nation. If we were not an armed nation, then I would worry about things like that. But a lot of people were sending me stuff on this saying, oh my gosh, the whole nation's going to fall apart on July 4th. They have all this planned. There was violence in some cities.
Oh yeah, quite a few.
Definitely. And I do want to play this clip. You actually gave me this clip. This was really good. This was Napolitano. Gosh, you know, last few years, Napolitano's really sucked, but now he's actually making some hardcore sense, and I wanted to play this for you. This was a sound clip about him talking about anarchy and the police. Here you go.
My worry is that we are being squeezed on both sides. On one side, we have anarchy in various parts of the country. We have police whose hands are tied because the politicians are restraining the police, because the forces of anarchy form part of the political base of those politicians. On the other side of this equation is we have tyrannical behavior by governors who are shutting down legitimate businesses, preventing people from traveling and assembling in utter violation of the Bill of Rights. So we have two extremes, often, Eric, by the same people. It is often the same leftish governors like Murphy in New Jersey and Cuomo in New York who are most aggressive about telling people how to live, but will look the other way when political demonstrations of which they approve are happening. I'm all for political demonstrations. I'm an iconoclast myself many times politically. But what happened in Seattle, where the police were prevented from protecting lives and property by politicians who wanted the support of those attacking lives and destroying property, simply is not acceptable. And these two extremes of anarchy on one hand and tyranny on the other will have terrible consequences. It'll either bring about vigilantism or martial law. And neither of those is the America we want to celebrate and thought we were celebrating on the 4th of July.
Amen.
Amen. Napolitano is back.
There you go. Before we leave this hour, too, I also wanted to mention, before I lost track, is the Dixie. I am Dixie. If you have anything with Dixie on it, show up 7:45 a.m. on Thursday at the St. George City offices to let the council and the mayor know that you are not they're not going to change this area. I know they want to, but they're not going to. We're not going to let them. So 175 East, 200 North at the St. George City offices. Wear a sign, wear a hat, 7:45 a.m. and show up with all your Dixie gear. And this was actually the last rally they had was actually started by an older woman, an elderly woman who said enough's enough. And put that rally together, mm-hmm. and there were a lot of people that showed up. So make sure you show up this Thursday morning, 7:45 on the 9th, July 9th, and make your voice be heard on Dixie to protect Dixie. I love it. Oh, what are we going to do? A lot of things under attack right now. I think the mask wearing is driving me the most crazy, and then the monuments and our history, and all across the United States, this push to do this. And I was glad that President Trump made the decision to show up at Mount Rushmore that monument specifically. I thought that was a great choice, and it was a nice speech. It had a lot of great things in that speech. And he said, you know, this is... our history is at stake. And he said, angry mobs are trying to tear down the statue of our fathers and deface the most sacred memorials and unleash a wave of violent crime in our cities. Did you notice how CBS didn't play this clip? Many of these people have no idea why they're doing this, but some know exactly what they're doing. They think the American people are weak and soft and submissive, but no, the American people are strong and proud. This is Trump saying this. And they will not allow our country and all of its values and histories and culture to be taken from them.
Amen.
Yeah. CBS didn't want to play that part.
That was the brilliance of choosing Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Because 10 or 12 of these idiots can't tear down Rushmore.
Yes. Yes. And he even went on to say, in our schools and newsrooms and even our corporate boardrooms, there is a new far-left fascism that demands absolute allegiance. And if you do not speak its language and perform its rituals and recite its mantras and follow its commandments, then you will be censored, banished, blacklisted, persecuted, and punished. It's not going to happen to us. He said, make no mistake, this left-wing cultural revolution is designed to overthrow the American Revolution. In so doing, they would destroy the very civilization that rescued billions from poverty, disease, violence, and hunger that lifted humanity to new heights of achievement, discovery, and progress. CBS didn't want to play that either. To make this possible, he said, they are determined to tear down every statue, symbol, and memory of our national heritage. And an audience member said, not on my watch. And everybody started applauding. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You got a minute. Go.
Okay, Kate, you know me, you know my company.
John the Wheelman.
My wife comes to me. Yeah. You got it. My wife comes to me last night, and she goes, if they change Dixie, we're changing our name. And I said, what are you saying? She goes, we're going to be Dixie Rebel Indentured Servant Construction Company. And I said, well, can we throw white slave in there? And she goes, well, that just might be racist.
Oh, my gosh. I'm laughing. That's great.
But
I'm
serious. If they do it, I'm changing my company name. Yep. You can call me Johnny Rebel. I'm serious. It's such BS. We've never had slaves here other than after you get married. But don't bump. That's just how it is. But hey, I'm loving the show. Keep it up, guys.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Once married, you are a slave. So we're going to come on. Thanks, John the Wheelman. Yeah. We're going to come on with Dr. Pesta. We have so much to cover in this show. Ghislaine, all kinds of stuff going down. I've got some great clips for you. Just a lot of information, too. A lot of great information. In fact, they even did a study on a kid wearing a mask to show you what's happening to our kids wearing these masks. And it's really scary. Mm-hmm. I can share that with you. I can share that clip and those results with you. It's frightening. It's frightening what we're doing to our kids. It's child abuse. I saw a lot when I was camping this weekend. I was actually camping, and let me tell you, there were people at the campsites all masked up, and I thought, their own family, immediate families.
Yeah,
even down to the littles. Yeah. Anyway, be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. KateDalyRadio.com.